Blog Talk Radio.
We're living in a joke time, metaphor for coke time, commerce and girl men, run the whole world men, old tongues of debauchery, old world brutality, whole world killed softly, whole world run savagely, greedy men and pride fiends, program TV screens, quick scam and drag queens, real life's been blasphemed, think twice as past dream, crime if you ask clean, quick fast the poison has entered the bloodstream, psychological masks, the consequences of tragedy, mythological characters, men and women is parody, superficial to vanity, borderline insanity, out of order humanity, crime committed so passively, desperados and casualties, corporations want batteries, explanations and strategy, domination and mastery. Own zones and a bankrupt, grown people so corrupt, vice lords and yellow men, junkies of popularity, culture so independent, culture scavenge reality, past feeling depravity, decaying social cavity, preying on human ignorance, popular immorality, symptoms of disease head, population misled, self-indulgent past dead, absence to the godhead, pimps, pushes and harlotry, nepotism, no artistry, despotism and piracy, desperation, dishonesty, business decision policy, more money, less equality, inflated global ego, imitating reality, pseudo-psycho-neutral, poison, exposing arrows, hypocritics on salary, idle hands, devil's agency, predisposed to complacency, jealousy and audacity. City contagious social gluttony, stages of mass malignancy, epidemic deception, generation and atrophy, glam life and debt, scam life and editors, byproducts and neglect, children hiding from creditors, absence of self-respect, phony scared of competitors, style of luxury at someone's expense, sensitive children, used up to sacrifice, blind to the consequence, smoked up in dope pipes, ecstasy, fast life, recklessly past life, narcotics and cash fights, neurotic society, benefactors turned actors, addictions, crippled captives, experience manufacturing this neurotic toxic society. For the communists or who the Marxist is, 10,000 pictures on Facebook, it's like the pot calling the kettle narcissist. Come on, really, saying the devil, but you're the chief arsonist. Hypocrites can't even see their own part in this. No reflection, vampire paradigm, no introspection. Star that star rants as a breakdown. 3 months before, pure obsession, picture can't take down. Children, it's a shakedown, they just looking for a sacrifice. They've been doing this since before Bobby Darin sang Mac the Knife, before James Dean's car into the jackknife. Perhaps it's because they lack life or lack guts, never confuse the head with the butt. Opinions are like assholes and most of them stink. I was told by a woman, so rethink. Don't ever let them lead you to drink, lead you to doubt, lead you to fall, get up, stand up, cast Lucifer out. Shake it up, baby, watch them twist and shout. Insecure assholes looking for a ticket to ride on somebody like the picket. It's fucking wicked, shame on enough. In this erotic, toxic society. Psychopsychology and despotism of psychiatry, exorcism of sobriety, forcing social lobotomies, people stuck in dichotomy, pseudo-sycho-anxiety, serial criminals dressed in variety, social transvestism, subliminal dressed up as piety, transference projections like Cartesian images, robbing innocence, stealing inheritance, quiet victims with no defense, betrayed over dollars and cents, maladjusted and ignorant, malediction and dissonance. Too much addiction, no consciousness. Don't trust it, this cosmology's busted. Broken, it returns to the dust. It thinks of corruption, oppression, deceit, abuse and repeat. They don't feel complete unless they're robbing a sheep. Man is not a product, if you call him that, then stop it. And it's the rotted, godless society.
Every law is illegal.
Every law is illegal.
If the government appoints you to be served to be is illegal, one of them is legal.
So I seek temporary feelings to replace reality. Though the truth is telling me I have died, but I've been taught to numb me. The data don't confront me. I hate it when I find out that I can't get what I wanted. This emotional tantrum has become sort of an anthem playing every time I need to take a little trip. To hide this condemnation, I'll find a combination, a man-made stimulation to deny my situation. Now this unreality is distorting what I see, reporting back to me a sense of false security. So in my imagination, I must find the recreation, desperately in search of ways to alter my sensation. There is no equilibrium, inebriated till I'm numb, intoxicated till I'm dumb, to avoid confrontation. These social drugs messing with my mind. These social drugs telling me I'm fine. Now this chemical analogy is our emotional reality. These political, traditional, and ethnical stimulants and the social etiquette won't let us be too upset with the way things really are. You're taught to camouflage regret, and the religious structure tells us God wants us to suffer to support a situation we all know is our obligation. And if you shun the complication, they'll just gun your reputation like mob intimidation to enforce participation. See, they need to keep us seen to their lies and broken schemes. And if you find another means, you're told you're being too extreme. And if you wanted to get clean, they'll just pull old social strings, holding up their social norms, defying noble things. Now we're all stuck in tradition, unable to state opposition, too afraid to contradict the expectations of the system. When the harsh reality is they make grace you and me instead of saving you and me. They're just enslaving you and me. These social drugs, these social drugs, these social drugs, these social drugs. It didn't run out, did it?
No.
Okay.
We're in your brain.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Royalty. Royalty, royalty, royalty. Listen, we have worked too motherfucking hard in these spiritual streets to have anybody to come in and rob us or attempt to rob us, let me just say, attempt to rob us of our innocence, of our great spiritual inheritance, rob us of our emotions, play on our vulnerabilities. There's a lot of you slick, smooth criminals, baby. There are a lot of smooth criminals. Yet we're not going to focus solely on, it's just the point of being aware. As you grow up, as you level up, we have to be aware of these smooth criminals, baby. And they are busy. They are working in drones. They are being used as vessels. People unaware that they are even being used. I was one of them for a long time, you guys. You know what I'm saying? But I had to snap out of it, right? So what is this royalty again? This is World Rising Information, you guys. And this is a podcast of stolen inheritance. There's like this thing. There's like these downloads that keep coming through about a stolen inheritance. And I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this? And, you know, just let it go. Just let, no, baby, it keeps coming up, coming up, coming up. So this tells me, okay, if this is coming from the east, west, south, the inner earth, the over earth, if this is coming at me, and probably many whoever it resonates, if this shit is coming at you in all directions, something is here. Something is fucking Remedy H on YouTube. Go to his channel, you guys, and listen to his lectures. I've been watching Remedy. Brother Wisdom is his name, and I'm pretty up to date when it comes to his content. But you guys may want to go binge watch. I'll put his information in the show notes, but I'm using
the masses are going to go through every ailment there is. You can't be worrying about that, because if we keep worrying about the trouble that the masses are in, we never cultivate anything among ourselves to get to the higher level in which the masses going to be a part of. Because ultimately, all this shit got to be destroyed. You see what I'm saying? So T.D. Jakes is just a part of the same society, you see what I'm saying, that the masses are the same people. You see what I'm saying? He's only a manifestation of their ignorance.
Okay. You have a question for
me? Yeah.
So are you telling me I'm the devil just because of the ghetto is boarded?
Look.
Yes.
You
yes.
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 Look. 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 Okay. I'm going to use this. I'm going to use this from whether she's the devil based on the skin she's born in. I'm not going to use it from a religious standpoint of view, because just like the African is still before the table said, you know,
yes,
you use,
right.
You deal with the whole religious thing and all, and you throw people off.
Yes, sir.
What we're saying is this, based on historically, And if you get into your learned white people, they bear witness to this. That historically, you were going around the planet and enslaved and raped and pillaged and killed to this particular day, and you suffer. And this is in the masses of you. Now, this is one that is in the collective of white. You suffer from a superiority complex. And I don't see why wouldn't you. Everything you see, every image you see is of white folks. You see what I'm saying? So now, on that particular aspect of the religious aspect and all, I will say based on the metaphysical aspect, based on the Kabbalah, they say the intruder, which means that was a person that wasn't there in the beginning, that now is intruding and causing an incontinuance to learning because they cause luxury. That's the capitalistic society. So like I say, is this here. As an individual, it doesn't really matter, but as a collective, that's what we deal with. Because personally, be honest with you, you personally don't have no effect on me. You can't really do anything to me.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So to be grown up about this individually, it don't even really matter. But we talk about collectively, you benefit from a system and a society. You understand what I'm saying? That collectively, not just black people, but all indigenous people. We're just going back. Look, you just had a man that died recently.
I can't
right. You just had a man that died recently. What's your boy, the actor that just died?
Marlon Brando.
And what did he say when he sent that Native American woman to the Academy Award? She say, you all look and you would think that the Native Americans happen on another planet somewhere or another continent. You go about talking about this freedom thing and you massacred millions of people. Let me show you. So my point here, historically, you figure it out. Let me give you an example. They came to San Francisco. Now, they had already broke all the treaties. They pushed them from the middle of the country. Their last stand was San Francisco. In 3 years, they had 60 million Native Americans. And when they got through in 3 years, they had 20.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So we talking about people that's massacring 50. They massacred 80 million buffaloes just so the Native Americans couldn't eat. So historically, it's not even an argument. My point here is, if you get off of just the whole thing based on the biological thing and just deal with the principalities of mindsets, you see what I'm saying? The mindsets. You benefit from a culture that exacerbates and fosters this shit to this day.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
No, privilege creates blindness. It creates... selfishness, and I absolutely agree.
You see what I'm saying? So, you see, my point is, and so my point here is, and guess what? Believe it or not, I'm not talking today based on the stuff that you've done in the past. I'm giving you concept of what shit is going on right now on a global level. On a global level. You see what I'm saying? So my point here is on that particular level. So I thought it because, you know, yes, you got Sarnetta will tell you how he feels. Okay. And you can come in any Saturday and he'll get on your ass.
That's right.
Yeah. You know. So my rendition is to take it from another point of view so you can leave this what you call it understanding that we're not just here personally saying these things because we're upset what you did with us in the past. We're talking about globally. On some things that's actually going on personally, on some things that's going on. You see what I'm saying? So it's on that particular level. You know, I say it that way, you know.
What I wanted to say is that if you alienate people, like, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I completely agree with you.
You feel no frat, baby. You don't even have to worry about this thing. Let me tell you. You ain't got to worry about this. This is another, no, I'm going to tell you. This is no, let me tell you the fear that white people go around with. Just listen to what I'm trying to say. There's nothing I'm going to say to these people that's going to turn them against white folks with my little 1 or 2 hours of saying this when you all have blatantly done things for years and they still love you. And the bottom line is, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. That's not our nature. Black people will never be haters and never will. No matter how much we espouse that stuff, first of all, in order for us to be racist, you got to have a power to even to impose racism.
That's
so
right.
You really don't have to worry about this type of thing on a person's views. Be honest with you. Our people love you. So therefore, when you get a brother up here that's telling you what time it is, you should actually champion that. Because most black people, you're going to go around, they're going to be skinning and grinning.
That's right.
And they're going to, and they're going to,
that's what I want.
Well, well, good then.
Yo, let her know Negroes love her.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yes, yes.
You have no control over it because you don't control the system.
Right.
You just caught up in it. Real folks are going to skin and grin.
No, but you know what, like Francis Cress Wilson say, if you really want to not be alienated, tell us what you say when we ain't around.
I will.
That's what I'm saying. Don't, now, because you can't come up here and tell me that when we are not around, white people sit around and they don't say shit about us. We know fucking white folks. And we know that in society is based on that.
You may think you know white folks, you don't know me.
Now, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying if you saying you don't want to be, if you want to be an aide, you want to be an aide, tell us what you talk about when we ain't around, because we don't get that side. So obviously, there's some, you know what I'm saying, if you really into this type of thing. I know, I'm just trying to say here is, my point here is ultimately, you're still going to, when the setting going and we're going to be away from this table, you're going to benefit from a society that's going to be for your rule.
I have undue privileges. Absolutely, in every step that I take down the street.
You
and
see what I'm saying?
I apologize for every privilege that I have.
And stuff like that.
Give up every privilege.
But look at here. Well, you got an opportunity right now. Since you over here crying and stuff, why don't you start telling us about what these white folks be saying when we ain't around? And don't tell me that you sitting up here right now. Don't tell me right now that you sitting up here naive to the fact of what you say when we ain't around. You still ain't saying it. It's not like you just fell out of some wonderland somewhere and stuff like that. No, come on now. You. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. We get fooled by this shit. We get fooled by this. They say shit when we ain't around. So I'm trying to say, if you really want to say you what's going, tell us what they say when you ain't around.
Well, in other words, what the brother's saying is that the apology and the tears is
don't
not what we want to get from you.
I know, and
we want information.
Information.
If you really want to, check it out. Wait a minute. Check it out. Hey yo. Check it out. If you really want to get down, then get down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Tell us.
Tell us what's going on.
What
we
they say.
You can't apologize.
Tell us
so
what they say when we ain't around. And you know what?
Right,
it's amazing because we never get. It's amazing because we never get that side from white folks.
Right.
We live our whole lives, and none of you all ever come to the ghetto.
That's right.
And not just the ghetto, because we the richest people of the Africans. Black people in America, we consumers.
That's right.
Just there, you street showing you this right now.
Right.
But you never come to our side of the town and say, hey, guess what these people saying about you?
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And it's not as if the word, I don't want to spread nothing on. You got to do is turn on the damn TV. They've been doing it in Hollywood for years. And so my point here is it's ongoing. It's ongoing. We need, and you say, well, why would you need me to validate? Now, let me explain something to you. If you was to get on this video right now and tell us what white people say when around, you know how many white black people you'll wake up? I could talk for 10 years and white people, black people won't even listen to me. But if one white woman said that, so see? See?
Go ahead.
Okay, well, you know. Well.
What did your daddy say? What did your mama say? What did your friend's parents say? Huh? The people in your family, they're
coming down the steps. What?
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
You know something? I am kind of a standalone person, you know, and I am away from the major platforms, you know, and that's for a reason. Enhancing Awareness Radio, a lot of people were on Blog Talk, but a lot of people got impatient with Blog Talk. A lot of people left Blog Talk, but I stayed, you know what I'm saying? Because this is something, you know, I pay for monthly. So, you know, I pay to have my content, you know, out and stuff like that. I just like the way Blog Talk's set up. I don't want to have to deal with these major platforms to where if you make one wrong move, you know, like all your content is gone. You know what I'm saying? So Enhancing Awareness Radio, you guys, as I was speaking, I literally got cut off. Like technology warfare, you know, is definitely going on a larger level. But that's okay. You know, we keep going here. You know what I'm saying? But as I was saying, this is World Rising Information. Thank you guys again for tuning in to World Rising Information. This is Stolen Inheritance, you know, the 144, I like to say the good heart. There are many people. What I am noting also now is that not only is this happening on a grander scale, but this is happening in our own backyards, you guys. And I mean on a lower level. You know what I'm saying? I had no idea that, you know, the golden child, you know, would be the golden child, which is like Jesus Christ, would be the one that would be up for sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's sad, but I had no idea the level, you know, that your own skin folk will come against you. You know what I'm saying? So Stolen Inheritance is really on major levels, you guys. You know what I'm saying? So please keep your eyes out. Please keep your ears open. Please keep your heart open. But also pay very close attention to the things that are going on in the shadows. It's a lot of foul shit happening. And what's amazing is that, you know, the people that do the foul shit in the shadows don't think that the golden hearts know what the fuck is going on. You know what I'm saying? We going to find out, you guys. Like, what the fuck? Come on now. And y'all are still, after y'all been warned, y'all been shown, y'all still to play games. So anyway, you guys, this is about Stolen Inheritance. So let's see. Y'all know Shavi's name. Go back and listen to Shavi's name. Excuse me. Go subscribe to her channel. Book a reading with her. Her link is in the show notes. She does readings. I also do readings and sessions, guys. So my link tree information is in the show notes as well. But most of all, you guys, go and binge watch Shavi Zane's. She keeps you up to par on a lot of shit, okay? So I'm grateful for her. Yeah, you guys. So this Stolen Inheritance, it just keeps coming up, like, from every fucking angle. And I'm like, okay, let me take a look at this. What is this? You know, is something being hidden? There's a lot of snake shit going on. That's one thing that I'm picking up. You know, if I don't pick up anything else, there is a lot of snake shit going on, but it's going on in the backyard of the people. It's going on in our own families, you guys. Mm-mm-mm. All right. Stolen Inheritance. Okay, let's go. Let's see what Shavi has to say about Stolen Inheritance. And mind you guys, this is not my reading, but this is a collective reading. And I'll be back to discuss and possibly close out. But I'm going to be paying real close attention to this one.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? So welcome back to my channel. My name is Shavi Zane, And I'm coming back on to do another message for the Chosen Seed, as well as the 144,000. The message that I'm coming through with today is one that has been on my heart for quite some time now, but I have been waiting to receive more clarity and more answers in regards to this particular subject matter. For many of you, or for some of you, I don't know where you all stand in your journey, but you may already have a feeling or you may already have an intuitive nudge in regards to this specific subject. This is in regards to our inheritance. You may already be able to see that there is a strong agenda against financial wealth and abundance that is supposed to, that is yours, that is coming to you, but you feel strongly that there is some sort of force, that there are people who are manipulating your situation or your circumstances to try and withhold or even to steal that money from you. I've been giving the message in regards to, you know, I've been telling you all about the U.S. government being a corporation and how our Social Security numbers and our birth certificates are directly linked to accounts. And so I've been given messages in regards to, you know, especially when, like, the Civil War took place. I know that a lot of those who were part of the Moorish Empire, or the Moors, rather, they ended up going against each other and selling one another out in regards to selling people over to the U.S. government or the U.S. corporation in order to have financial gains from that, okay? And so there was a division that happened between the Moors. Okay, and so there are people who have already freed themselves and gone into a space of sovereignty under that particular construct who are very well aware of what's happening in terms of the inheritance of those of us who have yet to remove ourselves from the system. And so there has been a strong agenda, okay, within families as well as working with the U.S. government and particular agents and people who have an agenda against the Chosen Seed to remove our or to try and steal our inheritance from us, okay, and to keep us asleep to the fact that we actually have an inheritance. And there has been an agenda amongst family for generations. That's why they call it a generational curse. Many of the people who are under the construct of being a Moor, we have good and bad under every structure, okay? This is concerning Christianity. If you're a Catholic, if you're a Muslim, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Even under spirituality, you have those people who are more gravitated to the dark side of things versus the light. And so there is a lot to be learned when it comes to the Moors and the structure that has been created, but there's also a lot that has been hidden and that has been done underneath the skies, or people have been doing things behind the scenes in order to take people's inheritance, okay, and a lot of dark magic and things like that, working alongside those who are part of the U.S. corporation, who are well aware of who the Chosen Seed are because they look at your birth chart and they can tell based on when you was born, based on where you was born, the time you was born, your name number, all of these things come together collectively to be able to show ultimately what would be your place in life moving forward, okay? These things play a huge role, a huge factor. And so there's a lot of people that meet that particular construct who have had an agenda and a conspiracy against us to withhold our inheritance from us. Now, I'm not sure how many of you this will resonate with, but I'm still going to put this message out there regardless, okay, because it's been on my heart to do this. And so I'm definitely going to pull the cards on this one because I want to be able to bring this through, and whatever clarity I need is going to come through in the message, okay? So let's go ahead and get started. Look at this. First card out is sudden wealth, okay? 777. The number 7 is the number of completion, spiritual completion. It's the number of spirituality, okay? And so there is sudden wealth that's coming in. We're talking about our inheritance at this point, okay? And so I do feel that this is strongly indicating that this is us coming into sudden wealth. In my last video, I was telling you that we are very close to receiving our inheritance at this point. And so the more that we reveal these people, the more that they get exposed for their agendas, the closer we are getting to receiving our inheritance and to tearing down the structure that they have built off of falsehood, criminality, and a lot of lies and wicked agendas. So let's see what else is coming out after this sudden wealth. Main male. So there is a masculine energy that is involved in the situation concerning the sudden wealth. That's the number one. So we have the number 11 and the number one. So there's going to be a new beginning concerning the finances, you know, concerning your inheritance. And there is a male that is involved in this. This could be you or this could be someone else. So we're just going to keep pulling and see how this all comes together. I got several different decks so that we can really gain the clarity that we need in regards to this situation. We have gifts here. If somebody is getting ready to offer you something, it could be this main male that's getting ready to offer a gift, okay? And I believe that this gift deals with the sudden wealth, your inheritance. Somebody is getting ready to bring this to you, okay? Or you could be a male that is getting ready to receive this gift of your inheritance. It's something that you have not, that you might have felt was getting ready to come to you. You couldn't quite put your finger on it, but it's going to be somewhat of a surprise when it does come to you. Okay, so let's see what else is coming out here. So there is a gift that's coming in of sudden wealth. Now, this gift is something that we have earned, okay? The chosen seed, yes, we've earned it because of our toil and labor. We've put in a lot of work. We've put in a lot of effort. We've had to go above and beyond in order to maintain our position. This is 8, 9, 10, 11. 3 plus 8 equals 11, so there's another number 11. So if you're seeing a lot of 11, 11 or 1, 11, this is showing you that there is a new beginning that's happening. Old cycles are definitely closing out. This is the number 8, 7 plus 1, so the number 8 deals with abundance. Okay, so there's infinite abundance that's coming in for all the toil and labor that you have been putting in, okay? And I feel like you've been very humble. You know, the chosen seed, we've been very humble in the amount of work and effort that we had to put in order to maintain our structure in spite of all of the energies that tried to come up against us to keep us from having our abundance and having financial wealth and prosperity or being able to live a comfortable life. There's been a lot of financial strife that has happened for the chosen seed, but throughout your toil and labor, you are now receiving a gift, okay? So it has not been in vain. So we have adjudication. So this is definitely dealing with some court documents, okay? And I feel like just based on looking at this, somebody is getting ready to be questioned for their position or what they were doing in this situation. Somebody is getting ready to definitely have to go before the court. And as you know, we have what they would consider the court system that's underneath the U.S. corporation, which is very corrupt in a lot of ways. And then we also have the higher court, which is the governmental structure that's in a spiritual realm. So somebody is getting ready to definitely have to go before a judge, okay? And they're getting ready to have to face what they have done, and they're going to be questioned, okay? It's in regards to some documents. Whatever these documents is that he has in front of him, it's in regards to some documents that's dealing with some wealth. It's dealing with some finances. So let's see what else is coming out.
Listen, I want to point something out. I'm not sure what a lot of motherfuckers been doing in the shadows. I'm not sure of the agreements. I'm not sure what transpired. But one thing for sure, as Haru the Seventh Oracle, whatever y'all did, baby, my heart goes out to y'all because say that gavel in the spirit, those that can pick up intuitively, when I say the gavel had went down harder than we've ever heard in the cosmos. Baby, whatever y'all have done, please balance it and please make it right because it does not look pretty. You guys. So, that's it.
Courtship. Feel like this could definitely, for some of you, this could be dealing with a partnership, okay, because we have a male and female here, okay, for adjudication, and we also have a masculine and feminine energy here for courtship. So this could definitely be dealing with somebody that you have potentially a marriage to or someone that you might have been courting, somebody that you might have just been dating. They had they had their hands in this situation some kind of way, okay? You have here change. So somebody is getting ready to relocate. Somebody is getting ready to potentially come towards you, but somebody is definitely getting ready to move. Somebody is packing up, and they're getting ready to change their location, okay? Somebody's getting ready to change their location in order to come forward. I feel like this person is relocating because they want to come forward and offer this gift and courtship. Somebody wants to come forward and offer, this gift and courtship. And so something is coming unhinged. Something that was anchored down, whatever structure this was, is coming unhinged. It's coming up from its anchor, okay, in the distant horizon. Something is coming to a completion very soon. Whatever the structure was is getting ready to come, is getting ready to be lifted up out of whatever stability it had in the past, okay? And then at the bottom of the deck, I have wealthy man. So there is a masculine who is wealthy that's getting ready to come forward and getting ready to offer this gift of financial wealth and abundance. So you will be receiving some sort of gifts. Okay, that's dealing with your finances. So let's see what else is coming out. They are receiving karma. Okay, so whoever it is that was involved in withholding your finances that caused you to be in this toil and labor where you had to always work extra hard in order to maintain your stability, where you might have taken a lot of financial losses and found yourself having to pick back up and start all over again, they are receiving karma. Okay, losing the battle, okay, losing the battle. So we already know that in the spiritual realm, the spiritual warfare that was going on has been won. We have won the spiritual warfare, okay? The Most High and the holy angels that he has appointed and assigned, our ancestors of love and light have all fought on our behalf in order to overcome the spiritual warfare that they was trying to put over us. In terms of trying to manipulate our minds, trying to make us think that in our awakening we were going crazy or we didn't know what we were talking about. And so they have lost the battle, and they are now receiving karmic debt for the things that they were sending towards you, okay? Yeah, to set you up. The whole goal was to set you up. So these people were trying to set you up and to cause you to lose your financial stability. And they probably did for a time. If you found yourself going through situations where you ended up hitting rock bottom financially, it's because there was a lot of manipulation that was happening coming from these people's end. I feel like it could have been dealing with a male figure was involved in this, okay? And also it could have been someone that you was in a relationship with that was involved in this. Addiction. So there was also, if you have been struggling with addictions, I feel that there was also manipulation to cause you to be in that energy because that lowers your vibrations, and it also keeps you in this energy of shame and guilt, okay? And it keeps you from being able to see things clearly. It keeps you from being able to see through the illusion of the matrix. And so there was this energy of wanting to keep you in toil and labor and to also keep you in this energy of addiction. But all of that is coming up. The whole structure, the whole conspiracy is getting ready to be lifted out from its stability, okay, that anchor is being released. So, yeah, you got sister and paid under the table. So for a lot of you, your sister was involved in this situation and was paid under the table in order to keep quiet about your inheritance, okay? She might have even been addicted to causing a lot of upheaval in your life. So if you have a sister that you had to walk away from because you felt that somehow spiritually she was not in alignment or something about her was just not, it wasn't sitting well with your spirit and you had to distance yourself from her, if you always knew that this sister was jealous of you or jealous of, you know, your gifts or jealous of just you in general, then you know that this sister played a major role in this. And I feel like part of her karmic debt is that she's now having to suffer with certain addictions, whatever that means, okay, because she's lost the battle. But she was paid under the table in order to keep this information quiet. Pay the practitioner. So like I was telling you, there's dark magic that has been done to the chosen seeds. And as you know, when you talk about a generational curse, a curse is a spell. A curse is using a particular energy in order to set, to put a lower level energy over someone in terms of their mental status, their physical situation, their finances, even when it comes down to your beauty. You might have found that you were starting to feel different or feel sluggish or even to look different. There was people that was paying practitioners, witch doctors or people that practice dark magic in order to keep you asleep from the fact that they had been paid under the table. So I feel like your sister here was paid under the table, and whatever money she received, she was using this money in order to send dark energy your way, and she might have even been addicted to doing this, or she might have been doing this repeatedly. And so because of this, she's definitely getting ready to receive some major karma, and so everything that she was putting out there towards you by paying these practitioners, it might have touched you to a small degree, but because the Chosen Seed have been healing, we've been in this energy of healing ourselves, and we haven't been focused on others, we've withdrawn our energy from other people and went within. Because we've been in that energy of raising our vibrations, there was nothing, a lot of the things that this person or your sister was doing is now coming back to her, because nothing goes out void, okay? And so we're talking about the law of cause and effect, what you reap what you sow. So nothing goes out void. And so I feel like she's probably addicted to paying practitioners in order to cause you to lose this battle. But because it wasn't working, she found herself doing it over and over and over again in hopes that the next spell or the next practitioner would be able to, cause whatever toil and labor over your life and to cause you to be in this energy of losing. And so this is getting ready to come back to her a hundredfold. Whatever she's been putting out there is getting ready to come back to her because, again, nothing goes out void. So she was addicted to actually paying practitioners to do this. So I feel like there was a good amount of money that she was paid under the table in order, to sacrifice you. This is all about sacrificing you. So if you watch my older video that I did in regards to they tried to sell your soul, that's what this was all about. Your sister she played a major role in trying to sacrifice you. And there might have been also a male that was involved in this situation. There might have even been there had to be some distortion of some court documents. They probably signed or forged some court documents, okay? And so they was paying practitioners in order to try to cause issues in your life so that you would not awaken to the agenda and what they've been doing. Their goal was to sacrifice you. Yeah, they wanted to cause illness in your life. So illness can look like physical illness. It can look like mental illness to try to make it seem as if you was crazy, okay, or to try to cause physical illness over your life so that, ultimately you would end up losing your life because they wanted to sacrifice you. Unfortunately for these people that was involved in this situation, again, what you put out comes back to you. So the type of karma that's getting ready to come back to these people that was involved in paying these practitioners, not only the people that paid the practitioners, but the practitioners themselves, whoever's practicing this type of dark witchcraft and using it as a way to try to bring harm to other people, all of these people are being exposed and revealed, and they're getting ready to receive some very harsh judgment. And so she was trying to cause illness over your life and potentially even over your children or whoever it is that's close to you, those people that you love. And so this is why it's coming back to her. It's coming back to whoever was involved in this conspiracy. So illness, potentially you might even find out people are passing away unexpectedly. People are going to be losing finances unexpectedly. People are going to be going through some major addictions to drugs because they want to try to send that type of energy your way. It's so many different things that they're getting ready to have to face for what they have done. Okay, and so I feel like somebody is getting ready to come forward to offer you a gift because if they was involved in this, expect a message. If they was involved in this situation, whoever this main male was is getting ready to come forward and offer this gift of sudden wealth. They're feeling remorseful for what they have done or their involvement in this situation. And so I feel like they're getting ready to send you some sort of message in regards to this situation. So expect a message to come through, okay? Blocked finances. Yeah, they was trying to block your finances. That's what I was telling you. They was trying to keep you from receiving your inheritance. And so they was doing things even with your regular, if you had a regular 9-to-5, you might have found that you was losing jobs, or that you found yourself bouncing from one job to another, or that you know, money was slipping right through your fingers. Maybe you always had certain issues like car problems where you had to go and spend unexpected money on various things where you couldn't save your money. It's because they was trying to block your finances. If you started a business and it might have, picked up pretty quickly and then it slowed down all of a sudden, it's because they was trying to block your finances. And so this is what is getting ready to happen to them now. The energy that they were sending your way, because it doesn't go out void again, now you have this protective barrier around you. The holy angels, your ancestors of love and light, the Most High has established it where we have a very powerful spiritual team that surrounds us, because we had to walk away from many people in our physical life, okay? Family, friends, lovers, all of these people, we were starting to see them for their true nature, and so we had to leave them behind in order for us to grow and to evolve and to, you know, cut those cords that we had to them in the spiritual realm, because that was withholding our blessings. And so these people are getting ready to have some major karmic debt coming towards them. They know you are chosen, okay? These people are very well aware of who we are. They know that we are chosen, and this is why the agenda was structured in this way, because they knew that ultimately we were going to end up receiving our inheritance because of the toil and labor that we have put in and our growth. They knew that this gift was getting ready to come to us. And so because they had access to this knowledge, they was paid under the table to keep this quiet, and I feel like a large part of the governmental structure, as well as other people within your family structure, they was working together with this secret conspiracy to try to withhold your inheritance. Look at this, working together, okay? That's what I just said. They was working together. So this is why I use the cards, because I want y'all to be able to see that what's coming to me, I'm using this as confirmation. They was working together to try to withhold your finances because they know that you are chosen, okay? They was all working together to try to set you up so that you would not be able to receive your inheritance. They wanted to cause all types of strife. They wanted to sacrifice you, because when you sacrifice a man's soul, the soul is the most valuable thing, especially that of the chosen seed, because we are directly connected to the Most High. But these people are foolish, because they thought that if they could keep you in a low vibrational state, that they will ultimately be able to sacrifice you and to be able to gain your inheritance. But in spite of their efforts, now they're starting to see that the Most High has you protected, and that it's been structured that your destiny will be that you will be able to have your inheritance, because we are the ones that are put here to rebuild a false structure. We're here to rebuild the real structure, the new structure, the one that's built on integrity and honor, okay, and love and compassion, whereas they were building it based on lies, criminality, doing things underhandedly through wickedness and dark magic and all of these things. And so the Most High had already planned that in this time of awakening, in the age of Aquarius, that all things will be revealed and nothing will be kept hidden. And so this agenda is being exposed at this time. And so because it's being exposed, this is why they're having to go before the courts. They're having to go before the true law, and their false mask is being exposed. Okay, those masks that they had on are being taken off. They can no longer hide it. Okay, and so now the truth is coming out. So if you've been feeling this, if you've been sensing that something is not right and that there was more to what was going on around you, yeah, the karmics are now losing money. If you've been sensing that there was something more that was going on around you, it's because there has been more going on around you, but it took for you to get into a level of healing and releasing yourself from the illusion of the matrix in order for you to be able to see this from a higher perspective and to understand it from a higher perspective. Because if this had been revealed to you in the past, you might not have ever even been able to believe it, okay? Because under the energy of being, you know, in the illusion, or when the veil is still over your eyes, it's hard to be able to conceptualize this type of thing. And you would not have been able to gain your inheritance unless you healed, okay? Because the Most High was not going to just give you such a massive blessing unless you knew what to do with it, and unless you was receiving it from a space of integrity, already operating from a space of being whole within, already operating from a space of knowing that you are already blessed in the spiritual realm, you understand that you have infinite abundance, and releasing yourself from that lack mentality, you had to go into that space first before you could receive your inheritance in the physical realm. And so this is what's been going on. It's been an agenda, okay? Karmic is losing money. So those karmic family members, like I told you, they're now starting to lose money. They was paid underneath the table, the sister, okay, whoever this male is, they was paid, this practitioner, they was paid under the table, and now they're starting to receive the karmic debt for what they was trying to send to you. Expect a large payout, okay? Expect a large payout. Whatever this gift is getting ready to come to you, okay? There's a gift that's getting ready to be given to you because you are well-deserving of it because of all the toil and labor that you have put in all of your life. I feel like you've been working. Some of you started working from the age of about 16, 17 years old because this girl looks pretty young. So we've been putting in this toil and labor pretty much all of our lives from a humble spirit, and now you're getting ready to have sudden wealth. Now you're getting ready to hit the jackpot because you've done the work. You've done the work to get yourself spiritually in alignment, okay? And so whoever this wealthy man is, this wealthy man, I feel like this might have even been someone who was paying these people under the table, okay? I feel like this person played a large role in paying people under the table. Let me see what I can get in regard to this wealthy man. Who is this wealthy man? Yeah, this wealthy man was paying people to keep you stuck. Whoever this person is, they had enough finances in order to pay people off to keep you stuck. And whoever these people was that was working with him and conspiring with him, they was jealous of you, and they did not want to see you in that space of having your inheritance because they knew ultimately, based on what they had done to you, that you was not going to be in that energy of wanting to have them. Yeah, since childhood, these people have been stealing from you since childhood. And so I feel like it's been planned, it's been orchestrated, it's been conspired against you because, like I said, they look into your chart, they're able to look at your birth chart and to see based on stars, alignments, and those types of things, who you are, who you've been chosen to be, and what your divine path is guiding you to do. These people have been looking into this for a long time, and so they have been planning to steal from you, and I feel like they've also been gaining from your energy as well, stealing from you concerning your energy as well, and keeping you around them in order to protect them from their agenda, because I feel like this has been planned out for a long time. And like I said, since childhood, many of you, you know, 16, 17 years old, you still, you know, in your adolescence, many of you have been working and going through this toil and labor and struggling since childhood, okay? But these people have been stealing from you since childhood. So imprisonment, there's going to be people that's getting ready to go to prison because, like I said, they're facing adjudication. Many of them are going to have to go before a judge because they falsified documentation, okay, forged your signature, falsified documentation, and they may have even paid off attorneys. I feel like there was attorneys that was involved in this who also was a part of this agenda that was getting paid under the table. Yeah, they was all getting paid to betray you. But they've been defeated, okay? Their agenda has been defeated. They're being exposed, and there's nothing that they can do about it. Yeah, conspiracy. The conspiracy is being exposed to the masses. It's no longer, there's been an honorable, somebody that's been an investigator that's been involved in this situation. I feel like your holy angels, your ancestors of love and life have been working in your favor to gather up those people who were going to see this from a higher perspective, and to, somebody had to come forth from a space of honor. So there's been an investigator that's been watching these people. They might have even been aware of this situation since your childhood, but you know, for whatever reason, it's being exposed. Like I said, it's being exposed now because it wasn't meant for you to receive this inheritance until you was able to heal and understand this from a higher perspective. Okay? So expect a large payout. Yeah, judgment. The judgment is here now. They're being judged for their actions. Okay? So let me.
And again, I just want to say there are a lot of people involved, not only on a higher level, but in our own backyards, you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to pull three more. Dark magic. Yeah, they're being judged for the dark magic that they have been placing against you. Like I said, those generational curses dealt with spells, that dealt with dark magic to keep you asleep and to keep you in lack mentality, feeling as if you're going to have to work hard like this for the rest of your life. Meanwhile, they were getting paid under the table and benefiting from your toil and labor. These are family members, karmic family members, okay? They knew you was chosen from the very beginning, and so they conspired against you with these people in order to keep you stuck so that they could benefit. You even have a false female friend that was involved in this. So you might have had to walk away from a female that you felt like her spirit was not right, or you might have always felt as if she was jealous of you. She was a part of the sacrifice as well, okay? Part of the sacrifice as well, and at the bottom of the deck I have hidden money. So this money has been hidden from you. They are fearing, they're now fearing their karma, though, because they know that it's coming. They know that the truth is now being exposed, okay? The whistleblowers, I'm here to, you know, blow the trumpet on these people, okay? And so this is what's coming out. So now I'm going to pull from this deck to see what is the energy of these people at this time who has been working this agenda against the chosen seeds, okay? What is their energy at this time? Because they know that the truth is coming out. They know that, you know, the times that we're living in, things, you know, we're in the time of revelation. Okay, the energy is that they know that you're getting ready to receive your abundance and that they're getting ready to lose their abundance, okay? Because at one point, they were sitting pretty. You know, they had the financial abundance. They were feeling confident. They're getting ready to lose this because your abundance is coming towards you now. You're getting ready to receive your inheritance, and you're going to have long-term financial abundance where you're going to be set for generations to come because that's how the Most High structured it. So they're getting ready to take some major losses, okay? These people, yeah, because you're getting ready to have somebody that comes towards you to offer you your abundance. So we have all of these cards showing pentacles. Pentacles stands for money. Okay, and so these people, you're getting ready to have this offer that comes towards you. Yeah, these people are now in this energy of feeling lonely, feeling abandoned. Okay, but they know that that things are being exposed. A lot of these people want to come back towards you. So you might find that people come out of the woodwork, you know, trying to offer up their apologies or maybe even trying to reestablish some sort of friendship or connection with you. You want to be very cautious about that. Yeah, you want to block these people out because they're still in that energy of being very jealous. When the Queen of Wands comes out in the reverse, this is somebody that is operating from a space of darkness, okay? She uses her her ability to manipulate energy from a dark in a dark way, and she's also, like I said, very jealous, very insecure, and so you want to block these people out. So this could be the sister right here. I feel like the sister was also involved in doing this dark magic against you, and so you want to be in this energy. I feel like their attempts either way was being blocked out. So many of them was trying to come up against you, but you stood your ground. And so it's this energy of continuing to stand your ground against these people because they know that, look, your inheritance is coming. You're getting ready to receive that gift from the Most High, that inheritance, that sudden wealth that he has stored up for you, that hidden money that the Most High has stored up for you. You're getting ready to receive a major offer. And so these people are very jealous in their energy. Okay, if you've been in that energy of hermit mode where you have been isolating yourself or in a space of solitude, going within and reflecting, you're now coming out of hermit mode, and I feel like many of you are going to be speaking out your truth because you've been through a lot. You've been battered, you've been bruised, but you continue to stand, and you continue to move forward in your purpose. You continue to hold on. You never gave up, okay? And so these people know that they have caused a lot of pain in your life. Okay, but they know that even still, you've won the battle. You've overcome because you were fearless. You never gave up. And that's how it is. You know, we're diamonds. We go through the cold. We go through the fire. We can withstand the heat because it was purpose for us to be that diamond. And so you're coming out on the other side shining in more ways than one. And so these people are very jealous of that, especially the sister, very jealous of where you're headed right now. Yeah, and this is this energy of you know, wanting to maybe even be confrontational to a degree. I feel like you're going to have to step into your Queen of Swords energy to where you cut out any and everybody that's not coming towards you from a space of integrity and using that sword to cut them out of your life because you're going to have to protect your inheritance. These people want to come towards you now because they know what they've been doing behind your back, and many of them just want to see how much of the truth you're aware of. Many of them want to know if you're aware of the truth because they know that they're being watched. They know that investigators are on their behinds, and they also know that they're facing prison time for what they have done, okay? Continue to move forward. Don't look back. I feel like it's time even to relocate, because these people are getting ready to lose financially. This is the Queen of Pentacles in reverse. This is somebody who is not financially stable. So they're getting ready to lose out a lot financially. Continue to move forward. Yes, again, the Nine of Pentacles in reverse. They're getting ready to lose a lot of money. They're getting ready to lose a lot of money. And in terms of your partnership, you have a divine partnership that's getting ready to come towards you. This is your soulmate. I feel like they also wanted to try to keep you confused and juggling when it came to your love life as well, because this stretches all the way across the board. Because like I told you in my other readings, we got the 144,000. That breaks down to 72,000 masculines and 72,000 feminines. And when these connections come together, we shift the whole vibration of the universe. And so a large part of the agenda is to keep us separated, to keep us from coming towards one another, okay? Because energetically, we create something in the spiritual realm from a space of love, okay? And that energy of love is very high vibrational, and it's light, okay? It's like shining a light over the darkness. That's what that love does. And so the people who have functioned, who have been working from a space of darkness, and who have been doing things from a place of darkness, they're getting ready to be exposed. That light is getting ready to be shined on them, and they can no longer hide behind their wealth. They can no longer hide behind the people that they've been paying off to try to keep this thing quiet, to try to keep you in that space up underneath these spells. They can't hide behind it anymore because it's not working anymore. And so you're dropping any burdens. If you were financially juggling, you're coming up out of that energy. You don't have to worry about that anymore. And you also have your divine partnership that's getting ready to come towards you as well. So I feel like it's that energy of just needing to release whoever these people are and take yourself, your children, your divine partner and relocate, and don't look back because you've overcome the storm. You've weathered the storm, okay? And so then we have here the Queen of Cups in the reverse. So there's a feminine energy who's in the Queen of Cups in reverse and the Queen of Wands in reverse, who is very, Queen of Cups in reverse is very emotionally unstable, okay? So I feel like someone might also have a mental disorder, a mental illness. It could be your sister who has a mental illness in this situation. And like I said, I feel like a lot of them, when it comes to the dark magic, they was using many tactics because this person was addicted to paying practitioners in order to cause issues for you. And so they might have been trying to cause dark magic, mental illness, like I said, financial problems, relationship problems. They was trying everything that they possibly could, illness or death, okay, because the whole agenda was to sacrifice you. And so this person is now dealing with some serious mental issues, or they probably always had mental issues. And I'm pretty sure y'all know who this is. But let me see. I'm going to pull a couple of more, and then I'm going to pull from a different deck to give y'all some advice, because I feel like the message is spoken for itself. So be aware of this. Expect the message in regards to the situation, and know that there is an investigator that has been on the situation, that has been watching, okay? Yeah, listen to your intuition. Listen to that intuition that's within you, because we all have very powerful spiritual gifts. We have been given the gift of discernment, where we're able to try a person by their spirit, and we're able to see straight through, okay? And so just know that, somebody is getting ready to take action towards you to reveal these secrets to you. Whoever this main male is, they're getting ready to come forward, and they're going to reveal some secrets to you in regards to the situation, because they're well aware. And I feel like a large part of them knows that you are well, you are aware too, because you are the Empress. The Empress is gifted. The Empress is naturally abundant, okay? She's healed from a lot of pain and trauma. So even if you're a masculine energy that's watching this video, whether you're male or female, when you're in this energy of the Empress, you are in that energy of receiving your abundance. You are in that creative energy. You're strongly intuitive, and you're highly protected. And so somebody is no longer patient in this situation. Somebody is ready to take action, whoever this masculine is, because they're in this energy of despair, and they know that they're getting ready to receive some karmic judgment if they don't come forward and tell the truth. So I feel like this person is getting ready to come and offer you this gift of sudden wealth, you know, whatever it is that they have, however they have their hand in this situation. You're getting ready to receive some truth here, because I think somebody is trying to avoid imprisonment. Somebody knows that they're facing imprisonment behind the situation. Let me see if I can get anything else. Yeah, somebody is coming forward real fast because they want to come forward with the truth. They have that sword of truth, and they're very anxious to get the truth out, because this was in regards to family members, people from your past, okay, that you conspiracy. Like I said, sisters, you know, romantic partners, that false female friend. And we also saw, we saw the practitioner, somebody that was a paid practitioner. But these are people who have been doing this, that have been causing bad memories in your life, all of your life, okay? And so this person is getting ready to rush towards you to offer you some sort of truth. I'm going to see if I can get some more for this main male. This is not a game, y'all. We have to wake up and see this from a higher perspective and recognize that the agenda has been very strongly against us. Yeah, look at this. The main male is getting ready to come forward because he's been holding this and keeping this close to his chest. This person is also coming forward with your finances, your wealth and abundance that has been withheld from you. Like I said, the Pentacles represents finances. This person has been sitting on this information, and now they're getting ready to rush towards you to tell you the truth about this situation and to expose the lies because they know that they can no longer be sneaky in their energy. This card represents theft. This card represents trying to get away with something. And so this person recognizes that now the agenda has been exposed. They can no longer be in this energy of sneakiness and trying to get away with stealing from you. And so that's why they want to come rushing in with this truth, okay, because they've been keeping it close to their chest. Whoever this person is an emperor. This might even be someone who you might have had a relationship with, or you might have some sort of soul contract with, but this person is getting ready to come forward. This person is in a position of authority, whoever they are, and so they've been holding on. I feel like they've also been holding on to this money, and this is why they're able to come forward to give you this gift. But I feel like they strongly was a part of this agenda because, let me see, what role did this main male play in this situation? You know, because there has to be a reason why this person wants to come rushing in and why they are, why they have all of this knowledge of this situation. What role did this main male play in this situation? What role does main male play in the situation concerning their abundance? This person is being judged for their actions. So a judgment call has been made from the Most High. This is the thing. This person is coming, they're rushing towards you because they know that a judgment call has been made from a higher level of authority on a spiritual realm, and they can no longer withhold this information from you. They can no longer withhold this money from you. So this person is trying to avoid being judged for this situation. Yeah, because we saw judgment come out in my deck. They're trying to avoid being judged in this situation, and so that's why they're rushing towards you. Ooh, that's a lot of cards, but I'm going to take them because they flew out just like that. Yeah, they're coming forward to bring the truth, okay? This that investigator, usually the King of Swords deals with an investigator or somebody that's in a place of authority. This person is, whoever this is, this emperor, they're in a position of authority. They might have been investigating the situation or whatever role they play in this. They're getting ready to come forward with the straight, honest truth, okay, because they know that there was a lot of manipulation happening, that dark magic that people was trying to do against you has caused a lot of upheaval, a lot of grieving, and a lot of losses. They've taken a lot of losses in regards to this situation, or they're well aware of the fact that you have taken a lot of losses in regards to the changes that they tried to put over your life. So this person is very unhappy, and they're getting ready to come forward to bring you the truth. So let me see. The potential outcome in regards to, well, we already know what the outcome is. You're getting ready to receive your abundance. Where is this leading in terms of this gift? Where is this leading? It's leading to the Ten of Cups, your happiness, the ultimate happiness. You now get to celebrate. You got the Ace of Cups coming out right behind that. And peeking through here, yeah, you're coming out of poverty. You was in that space of poverty. You was in that space of maybe even some of you all probably had to deal with illness or different things that was happening to you. You're coming out of that energy, and you're moving towards the sunlight. You're moving towards your happiness. Your children will finally be comfortable and happy, and you're getting ready to have an overflow of happiness in your life. Your cup is going to be running over with abundance and beautiful things happening for the chosen seed. You're able to take that leap of faith fearlessly, and I feel like you're going to be moving. Some of you might even go and get a new house, get married, take the leap of faith towards your divine partnership and get married. But you're getting ready to move towards this space of ultimate happiness, something that has been withheld from you for far too long. And so I think that's the end of the message, because I've gone over the time that I anticipated, but I really hope that this is able to clear some things up for you all, or if this is your first time being exposed to this message, you want to really go within, do some praying, ask the Most High to reveal these things to you so that you can confirm and reaffirm what I have expressed to you at this time. But definitely listen to your intuition in regards to this situation and expect a lot of changes, beautiful changes to happen for you. And you can also expect that those people that were conspiring against you are getting ready to go through some very major, major karmic lessons. And unfortunately for some of them, they're going to go through some health issues. Some of them might even have to lose their life, where they're going to have to come back in the next lifetime and hopefully have learned some very valuable lessons from this lifetime and those things that they have done to you in this lifetime. And so financial changes, it's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be happening to these people. So just know that you continue to move forward boldly and courageously, and know that you are protected as you take this leap ahead. Don't look back, because it's taking you towards your divine happiness, your divine partnership, and your inheritance, your financial abundance. So that's what I got for y'all. If you want a private reading from me, you can always email me. I'll leave my email in the description box below. I love y'all, and I will talk to you all next time.
I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I'll get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. You're speaking resolution. It's no type of solution preventing me from freedom. Maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just wanna use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me, but how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working, repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk. Okay, it's how I choose to live.
No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindly through mind control. Stealing my eternal soul. Appealing through material. To keep me as a slave. But I'll get out. Oh, I'll get out of all your boxes. I'll get out. Nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. See, you don't change the truth. And your hurt feelings no excuse to keep me in this box. Psychological lock. Repressing true expression. Cementing this repression. Promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system. I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen. Oh, let my father's will be done. And just get out. Oh, just get out of all this bondage. Just get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. Just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. I just accepted what you say.
keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life a sacrifice to a system for the dead. Or are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out. Oh, these traditions are alive, just get out. Superstition killing freedom, knowing my condition is the reason I'm a slave.
The show where the bracelet comes on. You try to be cute. And
all right. Royalty. Again to you guys. Thank you guys again for tuning in to the Hanson Awareness Radio. I am Haru the Seven Oracle. Some know me also as Keith and Boyd. And I... Awareness. Enhancing your awareness. Collectively is our mission here. So, I mean, what most importantly I want to point out is that your own backyard, you guys, again, this is not done on a higher level, but these things are going on in our very own backyards, all right? So it's very important to know all the players, okay? Know your players, and just pay attention, even when people think you're not paying attention. Pay attention. I had no idea the level of envy, the level of jealousy that goes on in the shadows. But when you are spiritually in tune and when you are spiritually aware, you start to get the downloads on who's who. I always tell people, know who. All right? All right, guys, join me every weekend here Saturday. I'll be on again at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central here on the Hanson Awareness Radio. I'm on every week in consistency. Roar Rising Information, which what this podcast is a randomly podcast where I come on in the a.m. hours to, you know, deliver a lecture or something, you know, just whatever comes, whatever's channeled through in that moment. You know what I'm saying? So Raw Rising Information, Ancestral Tea is not something in consistency as to when I come on, but Motivational Classroom and Spiritual Soul Sunday is, okay? So yeah, guys, I mean, I have nothing else to say, nothing else to add to that, but to just pay attention, all right? That was not my reading per se, but whatever you take from whatever Shari has to say, apply it to your own life. And pay attention. All right, guys, till next time.
a television show. Just a picture perfect life. It's the only life. My soul just through.